Georgia officials originally had been estimating cotton losses from Hurricane Irma at about 20%.
I'm afraid we're going to see that go up.
Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black, who was with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue Friday looking at the damage, the reason he thinks losses may be higher than 20% is this. The wind.
Now we're seeing quite a bit of wind damage, which is, we believe, beginning to shut the plant down, and we may, in fact, have greater losses there. And I'm afraid that's what we're going to see more and more of develop over the coming weeks with this cotton crop. But it's Georgia's number two cotton-producing state in the nation, and we really had a wonderful crop set.
At least 500,000 bales more than last year. Black said it might be a little bit of the same letdown for farmers as for Atlanta Falcon fans, who saw their team leading into the fourth quarter of this year's Super Bowl, only to have the Patriots snatch the victory away from them in overtime.
That's what you feel like, and that's what these producers are. But we're going to stand behind these growers as we move forward.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.